We're beginning now our Canada interviews, as previously announced here on KAJO Radio. The order of appearance was decided through a blind draw to make everything absolutely fair. So we're ready to begin this morning. Our first candidate is Colleen Martin. She is a candidate for commissioner position number two, had it right here in front of me. All right. Colleen, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for county commissioner?
Well, that's a great question, isn't it, Chuck?
It's just one that we start off here. It's a big secret.
It's a big secret. Well, Chuck, I've known you for over 30 years. We go back when my husband and I owned the Photo Den. You sold us radio advertising, and our business is what really engaged me in the community. In the years while we were in business in the 90s, I was on the YMCA board. In the decade of the 2000s, I was chairperson for Relay for Life, got involved in the business retention expansion, and as a board member and chair of the Grants Pass and Josephine County Chamber, I was in the Zonta Club service organization. I was on the Spark board, which is now Southern Oregon Aspire, for 10 years. I helped launch Midrogue Imaging as a board member for 6 years. They offer savings over hospitals on tests for MRIs, CTs, scans, x-rays, that sort of thing. I was on the board for Midrogue Independent Physicians Association. Currently, I'm serving on the Midrogue Foundation Board, the Collaborative Economic Development Committee for the city and the county, and a member of Grants Pass Rotary. Sorry about that. So you can see I have a servant's heart. When we sold our business in 2007, shortly after I took the position of CEO for the Grants Pass and Josephine County Chamber, and from there, I went to the Oregon State Chamber. The chamber work is what immersed me into all levels of politics, city, county, and state. Many people think that a chamber is just a visitor center, but a chamber's role is to be the watchdog for a healthy business environment in their community. Business owners are busy operating their businesses, and I know this from firsthand experience because I didn't have time to be an advocate for my business. They don't have time to be engaged. So chambers take the role on that. In 2015, the city tried to implement a sales tax, which they did also in 2022. We rallied the businesses and the community, and we defeated it by almost 70%. At the state chamber, it's a much bigger level because you are working with 85 other chambers, and we all know how business friendly our majority our legislatures are in Oregon. They're just, they're not that business friendly, and we know it as businesses. In the chamber business, there are multiple national education tracks that teach you about community, economic development, government affairs, and working with leaders in your community. So back to your question, Chuck, the question, why do I want to be Josephine County Commissioner? I've been giving back to my community almost my entire adult life, all the time that we were in business. I am a native Oregonian, born in Gold Beach, and moved here as a toddler when my dad took a logging job here. Grants Pass in Josephine County has always been my home. We raised our children here. I've had successful careers here. I want to be a community that we are proud of. Like all the things that I mentioned that I have been involved in, you get to contribute to the creation and the structure of it. As a commissioner, you serve people affected by policies and decisions that we create, working to protect, to be fair, and to advocate for all our citizens is a commissioner's role is the most important thing to me. Some of the things. Do you have any questions before I go on?
I have
a whole lot of things to talk about.
Go. So. We'd love to hear them. That's what this is all about, is for you to convey your thoughts and desires to the people out there who are listening.
Okay.
You're asking for their vote.
Yeah, absolutely. The issue that is the most important thing for me is ensuring our community's safety. If you remember, there were 5 separate attempts at funding for Sheriff's Office from 2012 to 2017. I worked on 3 of those levies. And most recently on the sheriff's district that passed last fall. Working on a levy or to support or to oppose something, it's a really big job. It takes months and months. It's like running a campaign. It takes a long time. So I've learned a lot from that. Just like everyone else, I don't want to pay higher taxes, but there are certain things that the public needs, and law enforcement is one of them. I want to know that if my mom or my grandkids need the services of protection, that there's someone that's going to respond. I know the commissioners are currently working on department budgets, and I absolutely support retaining current funding levels for the sheriff's office from the general fund. It would be a step backwards if we don't do that. It's really critical that they support that. Economic drivers, of course, I've learned a lot in my chamber careers on economic development and how that can increase revenues for our community. And there's so many factors to consider in bringing in new businesses for good paying jobs. And speaking of those business, the business, they don't want to come into a community that don't have good public safety. So this goes hand in hand with public safety. But work skills, housing, transportation, having a business-friendly environment with our city and county. The good news is we have some industrial lands that can be developed. I'm on a collaborative economic development committee, and we're working on that. We're creating a big map for that so that we can get, hopefully attract some people to build or to take advantage of the industrial lands that we have. It's going to take a lot. It's expensive to develop, but that's an attraction that we need to work on. We've got some great manufacturings that already understand the culture of our region, and we need to work hand in hand with them to retain them and help them expand their needs. Increasing the, of tax revenues will come from the property taxes, which comes from building additional housing. And of course, housing is a huge crisis in our area. And there is building going on around us. It's just not at the pace that we would like it to be. And that's primarily because of high interest rates and high cost of buildings. It's slow, but it's steady. As a county, we need to be on the lookout for every opportunity that we can get in bringing in additional federal and state grants as well as business opportunities. So with my economic development experience, that would be at the forefront of some of the things that I'm doing in economic development. Of course, we need mental health services. We need to expand those, and the state's putting a lot of money behind that. And as a county, we can only collaborate with existing programs, the nonprofits and healthcare providers, but I think we could do a better job at that to ensure expanding the access to what our needs are in mental health services. And then, of course, going along with that, homeless is the next topic. And I'm trying to just address, I know, Chuck, you're smiling at me because I feel like these are probably questions that you would have asked, so I'm just kind of rolling right into
them. I'll just get out of your way.
All right, I appreciate that. At the top of mind is, of course, the homeless crisis that we have. I have worked for the past 10 years with Mid-Rogue Foundation, which we've worked on housing. We actually built Foundry Village. We need 10 more Foundry Villages to get the people off the streets. We've bought a house that houses six seniors. We're working right now on grants to develop a veterans village that would have 24 homes on it, individual homes for veterans. So we're working on projects. So, and there's a lot of entities out there that are working on different projects, and they're all great ideas. But Home Bridging is doing amazing things on homeless. So we need to embrace those. And we just need to educate ourselves as commissioners. We need to know what's going on out there in the homeless realm, and we can't ignore it. And we need to implement the programs that support the resources, although respecting the rights of property owners. I know that not everybody wants it in their backyard, and I completely get that. So we have to be respectful of that. But we're going to need some common sense solutions to get the homeless off our streets and out of our parks. With any luck, the Supreme Court will rule in the city's favor. But the next question that I have, I'm already thinking forward on this, is where are they going to go? We get them out of the parks. We need a place for them to go. And as a community, we should be wrapping our heads around it now and start a plan for that next step, because that's happening hopefully in June. So that's only a small piece of what the homeless piece is. Protecting your wallet is, of course, something I stand strong with. I do not want to burden our hardworking citizens with new taxes. My focus is on fiscal responsibility, seeking efficiencies in the existing budgets, and fostering economic growth with that.
You have 1 minute, Colleen.
Okay, then I don't get to talk about the charter amendment, but I'll save that for a later date. So in summary, I just wanted to say I have no personal gain or political aspirations that's driving me to this position. So no one's encouraging me except my husband. He's my biggest fan. It's an opportunity for me to use the skills and knowledge that I've had and I've learned from all of my experiences. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, small business owner, and an advocate on important issues that are important to me. My extensive experience, my education, my management skills, and involvement in government initiatives, I think uniquely positioned me against the other candidates. I understand the needs and have the business acumen above the other candidates. I'm passionate about our community and will add instant value. I embrace change, take ownership of difficult problems.
15 seconds.
And value challenges as opportunities. When you get your ballot, check the box. Please cast your vote for Colleen Martin. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Colleen Martin, a candidate for County Commissioner position number 2 here on KAJO Radio. Stay tuned. More to come after this word.